All right, and we're starting over.
Take two.
That's all right, dude.
Yeah, it's part of it. Fuck. It's an industry standard.
Sometimes you got to take a break.
Yeah, exactly.
Industry standard is doing it twice.
Second take. It's like, it's not really like, let's say we're doing an ad for Reno Area Homebuyers and you don't say the line the first time. Mm-hmm. I would go, don't worry, bro. It's not even an industry standard to get it right the first time.
Right. You don't always have to be perfect.
That's that term. I haven't heard it in a while. I just thought of it before we started, but
what, industry standard?
Whenever someone uses that, they're like, they either super know and they're just helping you out, mm-hmm. or they think they know and they're saying that to make them sound like they know.
Right.
You know?
But you haven't heard that in a while because you're not in an industry.
Yeah, I am.
Which one?
You know, business owner.
I mean, if you can't answer immediately, you're not in it.
A business owner industry.
If someone to me was like, what industry are you in? I wouldn't be like, well, I mean, you know.
Well, I do a lot. Business owner. I'm in the fucking action sports industry.
Oh, okay. What do you do?
I film action sports.
Oh, okay. Sounds like you're in the film industry.
For action sports, but, you know, it's still in the same industry. There's just different job titles in that industry, and mine is the filmer, not the athlete or the manager or, you know, the shuttle driver.
Right. That's like...
Imagine being a shuttle driver for, like, Flume Trail Bikes. What industry are you in? I'm in the mountain bike industry.
Action sports.
Action sports.
Like, oh, no way. That's awesome. What do you do?
Oh, drive the shuttle for Flume Trail Bikes at Winkler.
Oh, shit. You know IBS Rick?
Yeah.
Yeah, a guy fucking shit in his pants every 5 seconds?
Yeah, it took his job.
Oh, shit.
I didn't
shit.
Take his job, but you know, I do it now.
Yeah, was that after he got out and beat someone with a fucking fire extinguisher in the middle of Highway 28?
That wasn't Rick. That was our other coworker at one point.
Oh, my bad.
It's all right. Easy to get him confused.
Sick industry, though.
Oh, the action sports industry is crazy.
I was just thinking of people that are like, oh, I'm in the music business, and they just have, like, you know, the fucking sound tech at Jub Jubs. Yeah. You know, just a fucking crackhead that can barely make it to work. It was like, I'm in the music industry.
That is super true.
Yeah.
And he is in the music industry, but
yeah, I guess.
When you say that, it's like industry standard. You're just saying it to kind of level up yourself when you're not.
And the sound guy at Jub Jubs would use industry standard too.
Yeah.
Like as if anything about that venue was a standard for the industry.
Like his XLR cables. Yeah. Oh, these are industry standard.
Right. It's like, what?
These I are love that term.
Amazon Basic.
That's a sick edit term.
What do you mean?
Like if somehow I could create an edit that no one, like in a mountain bike edit, there's always a certain style of edit in mountain bike edits. Mm-hmm. I don't know what is, but if you can make a video that is really good and approved by the culture of mountain bike edits, mm-hmm. but not film like them, and call it industry standard, that would be sick.
Because it's not industry standard?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That would be sick.
You could do it. I mean, you are in the editing industry.
Yeah, I got funny, and it's like good/bad/funny news about editing. Mm-hmm. Me working in editing.
Okay.
And that's only available on the back end of the paywall of our Patreon, which is Go to Bed Podcast, patreon.com/GoToBedPodcast. And the second half of the show is just where we get into illegal shit or shit that like, you know, you can benefit from, you can learn how to land deals. Use your words towards me and apply it to any industry standard technician or employee, and they can level themselves up.
Yeah. Well said, you know.
I didn't even take a breath that whole time.
You couldn't because you were trying so hard to, I mean, I tuned out halfway through, but, you know, what I was thinking about while you were trying to get out that run-on sentence that of nonsense was that you
I put a comma in there
that someone that talks like you is also in the podcast industry.
I am
crazy to think about.
I'm in the podcast industry as well. Yeah. Golf industry, cannabis industry. Fuck.
Yeah, you're just about industry. Mm-hmm. You just love business.
Fucking, you know, people get tats on their arms that say shit.
One on each forearm.
Industry plant.
Ooh. New mountain bike edit coming soon.
Industry plant.
Yeah.
That'd be sick edit too. Title.
Nothing's for free.
That's what Jet should do. I wish it'd be sick if Supercross riders came out with edits and that was like a thing. Huh.
Yeah.
Not of them. Maybe they fucking hit a set of whoops, a corner, a triple, and then like a nice step down into like a free ride section with outdoor, or like, you know, like almost like what Josh Hill does, actually.
Yeah. I was going to say closest thing is like Dirt Shark edits, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But like how mountain bikers also compete at Rampage, they just put out sick edits too.
Right.
But I guess it's a little different. They fucking race all the time. They ride so much.
Too busy.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, you are in the motocross industry.
Yeah.
My name's Adam Conway. I'm 16 years old from Carson City, Nevada.
And so is Adam.
It'd be sick if he's like, I'm Adam Conway. I'm in the motocross industry.
16 years old, 2007.
Yeah.
And speaking of 2007 and Adam Conway's taste of music,
I haven't heard this though.
Yeah, you have. You just don't recognize it yet. Welcome to the Go to Bed Show. Talk about an edit, dude. Fucking fade through white on the handy cam, Conway riding in the field.
Yeah, fade to white. It's grips, pro taper, bar pad, grips.
All shaky, too.
Hand, yeah.
And then just him, like, sitting on the bike, fucking looking sideways on top of a triple.
Then look back at the camera, throw on the goggles.
Right here, berm shot.
This song. That's right, dude. What an intro.
Could be a sick edit, dude.
COVID 2020 song. Let's start a riot. Hell yeah. Thanks to all our sponsors. The first one that sponsors the Go to Bed Show is badtouchsupply.com. They've got shirts, gloves, hats, stickers. And the craziest one, I can't believe no one's bought it yet, is that mystery glove. Because they have fucking no idea what they're going to get. And I'm hoping someone that fucking listens to the show buys that thing one day and fucking zooms in, shows everyone what they missed out on.
What they missed out on? What everyone else missed out on. Yeah.
Yeah. Where they're like, fuck, I knew it was that, I would have bought it yesterday, you know?
Right.
But we'll just see.
Sell out quick.
BadTouchSupply.com, mystery glove. Go get some gloves. I mountain bike today in some gloves, and I met some contractor guy. He's like, I live right there. I'm like, damn, dude, that's a new, brand new $1 million house. You know? Mm-hmm. And he had gloves that looked like Fast House, but it said Fast Goose or something. Goose or something. And I was like, what the fuck? They look just like Fast Gloves.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, those gloves are lame. You got to get these gloves. And I was like, go to Bad Touch. Like, look at, I was wearing the one that had like a flamingo martini and like the neon kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, okay, cool. I'm like, yeah, and they're right out of Reno, dude. You, like, what are you doing? He's like, I don't know. I was just on Amazon buying shit. He had a weird, like, jersey. This dude threw me off. Anyways, badtouchsupply.com. Go get some gloves. And don't be like this guy that I ran into on the trail. I'll talk about in a second. But our second sponsor is Dottie's Casino and Spirits. Go get a shot of vodka, fucking Knights Temple or whatever the cheapest shit is. Knock one back and fucking throw 20 in the machine. Think about us.
Max bet.
Max bet, max bet. And when you hit big, 10% goes to the Go to Bed Show. And then go to Carson Raceway and sit there for a little bit if you want to Just watch other people ride the cars. Go to Carson Raceway. They sponsor the show. Appreciate them.
That's so funny. I think Neil put in the comments on the Patreon a few weeks ago that when he just like binged 30 episodes at one time and then just had his notes in here.
Yeah. But
he said something about that they say it's a drift track now or something.
Okay.
But that's pretty funny when you think about that, because it didn't used to be that way. It's the same track and the same carts, but now it's drift track, but only because the tires are so bald. They're just like, well, it's a fucking drift track now.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
But still, fuck them.
Still, it was a horrible experience. I still can't even believe it. It was like a nightmare, but so funny. And then another great sponsor is you guys over at patreon.com/GoToBedPodcast. And what's our Go to Bed podcast members talking about over there in the sleepy link?
Yeah, we got some comments over here. We got Matt Robison, the guy that's got his last name spelled wrong. He said the POD, remember POD last week? He said the POD pit had to be so pathetic with all the Christian school kids trying to act hard as fuck.
It's a Christian song?
They're a Christian band, yeah.
Damn, they made it huge for a Christian band.
Right.
They kind of hit it.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, that is funny to think about.
We got Dogbite 409. He said, JP, did getting the new phone fix the problem? That's his first question.
Yeah, it definitely did, which is super weird.
And he said, Verizon sucks in some parts of Carson. I live in the north part of Carson and work on East Long Street. And most of time, my phone says LTE with 2 to 3 bars, but nothing loads unless I'm at home where I have Wi-Fi. I always have to download the show to listen. That's why I'm behind sometimes. And then T-Crit, he dropped some topics of the week. And the third one, we'll get back to one and two. The third one said, Dogbite 409 writing a book in the comments section with an arrow pointing down.
Roasted, but hey, Dogbite, it fixed it. I used to have that same issue, but I just fixed it. You can also go to General, go to Settings, General, scroll all the way down to Reset, and then it'll pop up with a couple options, and you can hit Reset Network Settings. Try that. And then if that doesn't do it, because it worked for me for one day and then went back to shit, but if that doesn't do it, just fucking Verizon sent me a new phone for free. I just sent it back the other day. So check that out, Dogbite.
That's funny that he's probably your fucking neighbor.
Could be. If this is Andy, will you shut your yard waste bin? It's open and swung into my front yard.
The trash?
Yeah.
Yard way bin? What is that?
The yard waste bin?
Yard waste bin?
Yeah, like the yard waste bin, the bin you put your yard clippings in.
Okay, yard waste bin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Three words. That is open and it's in my front yard.
Okay.
So if Dogbite 409 is my neighbor Andy, could you just shut it?
Yeah, that'd be great. All right.
Thanks.
And then T Crit number 1 and 2 for topics of the week. You got Webb almost obliterating the Monster Girl for topic number 1.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about that. And then topic number 2, business goals for Bad Touch Supply. We can talk about that too after the paywall, but remind me.
All right, because we got to talk about my editing business.
The editing industry?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we got some shit to talk about, but what about Webb almost obliterating the Monster Girl?
I thought that was crazy. Yeah. And I saw Dirt Shark posted that she said she was okay, and it hit the board, and I watched it, and he did kind of hit the board with, like, his knee or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I was looking. No one behind it, like, Sexton was full, and, like, Cooper could see it perfectly, and they didn't even turn their head. Like, and it was just crazy. It was kind of crazy. I couldn't believe it at first until Wygant was screaming, mm-hmm. oh, no, you know?
Yeah. It was funny how she, like, kind of got, like, clipped and, like, spun and then just dove out of the way. That was sick.
Dude, could you imagine if it was, like, Mike Alessi at fucking that track, fucking Millville or something, where he's, like, he wrecked and he was knocked out and they just landed on him.
Oh, yeah.
But her not like a girl face down, and 20 Supercross dudes just braking bump her into the fucking corner before the finish.
I guess it's not Asterix Medical Crew anymore. It's Alpine Star Medical Crews over there fucking working on her during the race instead of the riders.
Or what if she like got knocked out or like died or something, you know?
Yeah.
Like it caused a crash or something, like she died or something.
They have a statue of her and everyone's got empty Monster cans around it. Like, damn.
Yeah, exactly. Pay homage. No, but glad she's okay. That was super crazy.
They've got a fucking statue of her that they bring around for the party in the pits every round, and everyone bring, instead of like giving them your empty Monster can to get in for free, you have to put it on the statue. That's how you get into the pits.
And then security goes, yeah,
in memory of fucking Brittany,
right? The Monster. Monster,
the true Monster.
Yeah,
that'd be sick.
Monster releases a statement. It's like, that's why we hired her. She was going to unleash the beast. You know, something like that.
I was going to say, all it is, it's like, here's the press release about it from Monster. It's like on a formal letterhead, and it's just like, to whom it may concern. It just says, unleash the beast, and that's it. And it's like, Monster.
That would be crazy. That was good racing, though. I liked it, you know. I just still commented today, fucking Supercross Live said, who's going to win Indy? And they had, like, Webb, Lawrence, whatever. And I was like, I'd love Webb to win, but more importantly, I'd love to have someone replace Ricky, like Stewart or Blair or Johnson or Emig,
yeah,
or Langston. Just someone save us. That's what I said. I'm just hoping it would... I'd be like, oh, fuck. But if someone like Pulp and Max or someone was like, do you see that guy like JP Films commenting all this stuff? And like, because if you tap on me, you'll see like followed by Tyler Bierman, I'm sure, or Josh Hill. And like, you know, so there's a little bit where they go, what the fuck?
A little credibility there.
Yeah. And then for them, so then they might bring it up and say, do you know this guy? Like, what's he?
Just keep putting it there and like, on Pulp's page, like every post, no matter if it's about whatever it's about, just comment the same shit all the time.
I should, yeah.
Yeah.
Or 50. Nah, maybe just JP, but.
Yeah.
And then that'd be sick if they like call me on. They're like, we'll call you on, you give your opinion.
Yeah.
I have to come here. Right. Have you help me?
Set up a Zoom call for you.
That'd be cool.
And get the green screen going with some stupid shit in the back.
Camera turns on, I'm wearing a fucking jersey.
Like, dude, you've been making quite some noise on the internet, you know, with your opinion. Like, what do you think? And you just like are fucking illiterate. And you can't talk.
I'm like, oh, fucking go to patreon.com.
It's just like the most ironic interview of all time because your only complaint is about how bad Ricky is at announcing and you just can't talk at all.
Yeah, I would say, look, I don't want to do it, but I know I could just give you a few options that'll do it better, you know?
Pull out a fucking, like a scroll, and it's just like all of these names looks like fucking Santa's good list.
Yeah. No, people replied to me last week. And we're like, why? Like, I'm from Germany and I watch it and I can't understand, but why don't you like RC?
Like, well, the fuck? That's like the worst person to want your opinion on that.
Well, he can hear it, but it's translated. So it's like.
Yeah, it doesn't matter for him. That's what I'm saying. It's like, but of course he's going to be like the one that's like, why? What's wrong with it? I can't fucking understand it. It's like, that's why.
Well, I broke it down for him. And then people like that too, like they agreed. And I'm like, no one's chirped at me saying, no, he's good, or even like, you know, so I'm standing with it, dude. I want to see that fucking, it drives me nuts. He sucks.
Start putting it on his page, dude. Right to Ricky.
He might fucking comment back.
He's on there a lot.
Yeah,
he is. I see it as him commenting on all sorts of posts, so yeah, he may have already seen it, you know.
I'm sure he might have, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Or someone he knows, or someone's seen it. Cause
how old is he? Do you know?
No, probably like 40.
I'm gonna pull it up, but keep going.
But yeah, dude. I mean, everyone agrees with me. It's tough to watch for how good he was riding. Sucks to listen. I like Stewart. Someone said I don't like Stewart. He tries to be funny. I say, I agree, and he makes me laugh. But some people might not get it. But still better than fucking Ricky.
He's 44.
44.
So that, I mean, that could be if someone's like, why or something, be like, the dude didn't even fucking graduate high school until he was 43. Do I need to say anything else?
And you're putting him on live TV. This is fucking torture for us and him. Oh, it's so tough. I loved Emig. I thought Emig was so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Emig and Ralph, they did good together.
Mm-hmm. I actually don't mind Ricky. He does fuck up a lot. Where, yeah. And he knows it, too. You can tell, like, he'll catch what he's saying, like, fuck, that was so bad. Like, I just couldn't get that out.
But, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't really bother me like it bothers you.
I mean, I could still watch it and stuff, but every time he just, I don't know, it's just, like, not what you would expect. I'm just used to someone else being better, honestly. Like, mm-hmm. Blair does it good, or... And Stewart and Emig. Emig, I thought, did it hella good because mm-hmm. he would talk about how the rider's riding and why they're riding that way to be different with their opponent. And almost like a real-time play-by-play. I know they're doing that, but mm-hmm. but like, yeah, he's going to want to cut inside more. You see, like when Webb and shit would do that. They say it now, but he explained why and like not as corny and white as normal as they do now. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
more in a conversation style rather than, oh yeah, he's going lower, and then and what that does is, you know, it's a little bit too scripty mm-hmm. kind of vibe for me. But Emig and I feel like Langston always talked like Langston and Weege are hella good at nationals.
Yeah,
that was my favorite. I remember one time someone passed someone on the outside and Langston goes, around the outside, like Eminem, you know? That's hilarious. We need some shit like that more, you know? Like Stewart makes me laugh a lot.
Yeah, I like when Stewart's on a lot. It's sick.
Mm-hmm.
He's just funny as fuck.
Funny, and he does both.
He'll
analyze and then throw a little something in there, you know?
Yeah, just like his stupid sayings of like, German chocolate with Ken Roczen. It's just like, what the fuck are you talking about? But like,
there was something on his about the monster chick. He's like, I don't know how they did it. I was like, whoa, double D's running across the track. I'm distracted. Yeah. You know, it's so funny how he was talking.
Right.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I just saw it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was like, you know, he said something about like, you're looking for this and you saw some double D's or something.
Yeah. Fuck, he's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, he is good.
And he just posted a golf video today of, I'd never seen him golf, but he's like, he's fucking around. He's just excited for the players tournament that's going on. And he's just funny there, too. He's like, I know y'all watching, but you should watch me real quick. And he like fucks it up. He's like, yeah, y'all probably don't want to watch me. And he just says some other funny stuff. And I'm like, it's just like, feels like you're hanging out with him and your mm-hmm. buddies, you know?
Right.
Like it. I like Stewart. Stewart should be the guy, and every one of them.
There's probably a reason why he's not, I guess.
Yeah. You know,
it's got to be Ricky, dude, inside job.
I'm not kidding. Conspiracy. I think that's it.
Yeah.
I got a shoot with Gecko this weekend.
Yeah.
Vincent Blair, so I might ask him and say, hey, give me some insight for the podcast. We talk about it a little bit, but...
Hold your phone up to him and be like, what do you think about this? Like, you're recording him.
He might. Yeah. He's cool.
Let me get a statement on that.
He's hella funny. Have you heard him on the, what's the Vincent Blair's thing? The Moto Show or something?
I don't know.
Vincent Blair's podcast.
Daniel Blair's?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, sorry.
Main Event. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that was the name of their band.
That's right. That's right. And when he's on there and he gets drunk, he's funny. He loves Stewart, and he'll just make, like, I don't know if how he would say it, but I just remember him saying something about how skinny they were, like you were saying, and he would, just the way he says it is just like, oh, dude, you could tell he's kind of liquored up. It's just funny. We'll have to listen to something and laugh about it. But yeah, maybe I'll get an inside scoop and we can have a little industry standard talk.
Yeah.
Behind the paywall.
We need to figure out what the industry standard is for how they're getting announcers or when announcers are getting fired and stuff.
I heard it's a lot of Ricky, you know. And I heard that from people that know people that know people.
Exactly.
But I don't want to say any names. And it wasn't Vincent.
We got to find a way to bootleg the stream without the announcing on it. If we could get... How sick would it be if there was a way to get the live stream of Supercross with all of the sound except for the voices, like even the songs when it comes back and the commercials, yeah. Like everything, but just no announcing and you could just fill it in.
I would love to do that every Saturday.
That would be sick.
Yeah. Make a new show.
Yeah.
Or even just make the go to bed show that.
Just have fucking more bigger ratings than Peacock. That'd be crazy.
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine?
It'd be so funny.
And we had to go to like streamer awards and shit. And we'd have to wear this.
That's fine.
That'd be funny. I was looking at some of the YouTube things and I'm wearing it. I'm like, it's kind of funny that every fucking episode, whatever, is the same outfit.
Yeah.
Different hat, I guess, and shit.
Yeah. Different pants.
Different pants. But on that, it's the cut here.
Right, right.
But you don't really wear a hat on the show. Why?
Well, I only have that hat.
You need a hat? You want me to give you a hat?
Well, no, I have hats, but since it's at the office, I don't have them here. You know, it's at my house.
Keep one here.
Yeah, I could.
I gotta show you this one hat. I got, if you make new Bad Touch hats, you'd love it.
Yeah.
Or maybe you wouldn't love it. You like that style, huh?
Yeah.
I like that style, too, but there's also, it's similar to this, but it's a little bit more rigid here. It's nice. It's just a nice textured feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, fuck.
Hey, if it was easy, anyone would do it.
And that's the truth. And that's why I wonder how many viewers we get. I wonder if this show is even growing. Are you guys out there even, you guys aren't even trying to help. I'm thinking about it like they just use us.
Yeah, exactly.
You know how much shit we fucking give? We just give shit to you guys.
We just give and give and give.
We just give and give, and Alex puts time and money into this. This fucking industry standard podcast system we have here, we give to you guys.
And y'all don't do shit for us back. You don't fucking tell a friend. You don't tell family. Some of y'all posted to the story, but like, damn, bro, tell someone, get them on the Patreon. You know what I'm saying? Like, we could be driving new cars, driving Starks to Fernley, fucking riding Starks in the fucking moto industry. Tell a friend, man.
Shit.
Anyway.
That was funny. I bet Tad's fucking fake-ass UPS driver's on a route right now giggling.
Someone just got their fucking delivery missed.
Yeah, I'm looking to buy your mail.
That dude, I went down the rabbit hole of like TikTok prank callers. Fuck, there's some funny shit. This guy will leave a note on people's car that says, sorry, I dinged your car, call me. And it's not dinged. And then it's like, he knows, okay, maybe if that phone, it's the ding, you know, or something. But the guy's like, yeah, I got your call, but I couldn't find anything. Like, where'd you hit? When I set your battery back on your hood, or like on your tire or something, it just kind of nicked right there. But it's all back. I just want to let you know I nicked it right there. He's like, what do you mean my battery? He's like, oh, my car. I parked next to you. My car died. I didn't have cable, so I just used your battery. I put it on top of mine and then jumped it and put it all back. It should be all, it's all back and tightened up. He's like, well, you just got, how the fuck did you get in my car? Like, you know, he's like, oh, I just pulled the wire underneath the car and it popped it like you did inside, you know?
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sick. Yeah. Dude, how good, how funny was that?
Hella good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, made me want to do prank calls on the show.
Yeah. That was funny. Yeah. Just like, yeah, I used your battery to jumpstart my car. I just flipped it upside down, kind of get the, you know, positive to the negative, and it worked. It's like, how the fuck did you get my battery? Yeah. Like, oh, I crawled underneath it and popped the hood.
Dude, yeah.
It's like, you were in my car? He's like, no, no, no. I just crawled underneath and popped the hood.
Yeah. He's so good at replying where it wasn't a big deal at all. But the guy's like, no, motherfucker. He gets all pissed off. He's like, dude, I put it all back. It's all tight. It runs. Like, you're fine, right? You made it home. Sounds like you're fine. And he couldn't find the dent. It's just hilarious. That's a good way to get people right there. They're already like, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah.
We should do prank call.
You can try.
Well, would you do one with me?
What do you mean with you?
Like, we could just think of some right now, and we could somehow, or maybe in a future episode, but I think it'd be fun if every episode, like right at the start of the Patreon, we do a prank call, and it's a different theme. Like, maybe it's an item on Craigslist, like we've seen Ed Bassmaster do, or somehow we put up a post and like, somehow have to put in there like, well, I'm a busy person, so I can only answer my phone on Thursdays from fucking, you know, 6 to 8, or like actually 7 to 8.
I got one we could do on the fly today.
What?
Well, I can't say what it is until we get behind the paywall.
Okay.
But we could do it if he answers.
You know him?
I know of him.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, he's got something on Craigslist right now, and he would probably be good to prank.
Is it K-Fox?
No.
Oh.
No, that's Marketplace.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of listings on there. That's easy.
If I talk like this, does this sound real? Does it sound like if you answered the phone and I was like, yeah, hey, I was wondering if you had that for sale still?
Yeah. Know? I don't know how we route that through the phone, though. There's a way to do it, but it's not set up for that right now, so I'm not sure.
So when your phone's connected through Bluetooth, it doesn't hear through this?
That's just, you can think of, like, the audio of the show is the speaker. So it'll play the audio, but, like, we could do the call, but the audio going into the call is just going to be the regular phone microphone.
It doesn't connect it through that?
No.
Huh. That's crazy. Okay, yeah, we'll have to do something.
You can route the audio from the show into the computer. But not like just like how the phone is connected right now to Bluetooth, it wouldn't work like that.
Oh, okay.
We can get the real audio from the call into the show, but it's not going to work the other way, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but you still would be able to hear it. Because you'd hear me talk and the audio come in.
Oh, yeah. But you're not going to hear it with the person on the other end of the phone is not going to hear it with the deep voice.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I do that the whole time and then they don't even hear it. It's just my regular voice. Yeah. And I'm all kind of talking a little bit weird.
You're like, what the hell is wrong with him?
Yeah. Sorry. I got dyslexia or whatever it's called.
Lysdexia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the one with your eyes? Glaucoma?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I have.
Your glaucoma.
No, what is that?
I don't know. It's something you used to be able to get a medical card for.
Yeah.
That's what everyone said. Oh, I have glaucoma.
I forgot what I said when I got mine. The guy was like, oh, shit, yeah, here you go.
Just anything. He was like, oh, man, sorry.
I can't sleep. That's what it was.
Oh.
I can't sleep at all. I've tried everything. I even took melatonin and then started to have to take more. And he's like, yeah.
Like, well, if you've taken melatonin, like, you really have tried everything. So here's weed.
And I write the review. Wow, this works so good. I can't believe it's. You still have to go through this process to just sleep better.
It's like, I was on 5 milligrams of melatonin before.
5.
And nothing worked for me.
That's crazy. I haven't been sleeping good, too, the last few times.
Last few nights?
Like, kind of two nights ago, I slept good, and tonight. But before that, the last four, I was like, I would be tired at, like, 9 or 10 when I get tired. And then it would be, like, a three-minute window. So then I would brush my teeth, get ready, and then I'd be like, in my room, I'm like, dude, this feels weird. I don't even feel tired anymore.
Mm.
So I'll go out and watch TV and then I'm up.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll even try to lay down. It didn't work, but yeah, I don't know. And then I slept good now. I think when I go for a mountain bike ride, it actually helps a shit ton.
Yeah. You stressed?
No.
Nah, you're not fucking stressed.
No, I'm not stressed at all.
Yeah, I know it's not that.
I was before inked my deal with Ridezilla.
But not anymore.
Not anymore. Go check out their giveaway. Enter.
The views are booming.
Views are booming. Let's get it to 10K. That'd be sick.
Ridezilla Carson City on Instagram. Go tag a friend. Get entered to win a $200 gift card. $250 gift card.
That could be fresh tie downs.
Fucking one can of race fuel and a gas can, and that's it.
That could be fresh tie downs. That could be a stand. That could be a gas can. That could be some chain lube, some tubes. I don't know how much tires are going for, but there is a sale on tires going on. That could be anything, you know?
Yeah.
Enter to win. I'm picking a winner, or maybe Ben will. Who knows? Maybe we both will.
Should probably have Ben do it.
He's like, you picked the winner and just post it. I'm like, congratulations, JP Films. The first
winner.
Yeah, the winner of the $250 gift card.
Actually, it would be pretty funny. It would be good for the page if even if it was fake, like, you know, pick a real winner or whatever, but make like a reaction video as if you won it. Like it's this. Like, you remember that shit? They probably still do it. Remember that, like, fuck, it's called, like, Publisher's Clearinghouse, where they get, it's like, win fucking 10 grand a week for life.
Yeah.
And they show up at the person's house, and they're like, holy fuck, and they got, like, the confetti things going off. If you made a reaction video like that, maybe like even with someone that works there, you're like, you won. You know, they're not in their work clothes or whatever.
Yeah.
But
like, just in the store at their house.
Yeah, just wherever.
Be kind of funny at their house.
At their house, yeah. Not in the store.
Knock on the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you enter a Ridezilla giveaway, you know? I did.
I tagged a friend.
He's actually here with me right now. Come on. Kyle, grab your monster and let's get over here.
You come with like one of those huge fake checks and it says $250 on it. Like, you won.
In-store credit.
Yeah. Not like, even... Holy shit.
Yes.
Yes. Like life-changing.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go now. What do you have to say? And he goes to the podium. I'd like to thank Ridezilla, fucking Conway Communications, Quick Moto.
It shows him fucking checking out at Ridezilla. They just get a front and a rear tire, and they're like, all right, that's $87 after the gift card.
Oh, that would be funny. Yeah. There's this truck video. This is my next, I'll release my idea for my next funny viral thing, but there's this truck doing burnouts, and it whips by the camera guy, and then out comes a ramp. And it, like, passes the camera guy. And everyone's like, oh, fuck. Like, you know, a dirt bike ramp. And it's one of those lifted trucks that's just doing burnouts. But I'm going to cut fucking right when it passes and have someone, like, catch a ramp or get hit with a ramp. Like, cut to, like, getting hit in the ramp outside Ridezilla's parking lot. Like, mm-hmm. And it's like, got another sale for you guys. Just totally ignore it. And it would do good, I bet you.
Yeah.
It'd be funny. Because Travis Pastrana did that, and he, like, the chick got, like, hit with the ramp, and he's like, watch Nitro Cross. And I was like, and it had 3 million views. So I'm like, fuck, that's a great idea. I'm copying it.
Hey, whatever you got to do to maintain industry standard, that's what you got to do.
It's a new industry standard.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, now I can think of a bunch of different videos that are already kind of viral or might be, and then edit it to, like, you know, that. Yeah. Like a funny video of someone fucking blowing up their bike, and then it cuts to like, yeah, like in a weird way. And then he walks to the counter and is like, yeah, I blew up my bike. Oh, shit, how'd you do that? Oh, just my cousin was riding it down, up and down the street, and it, he's blew it up, but really it was him like whisking into the garage or something. Yeah. You know? I don't know. I'm thinking on the fly, but
or like that video of the kid at Arena Cross, like whisking off the berm into a roll up door.
Yeah.
Like just have that at first, and then like it cuts to someone that's all like bandaged up, like getting wheeled into Ridezilla. Just use Conway because he's on crutches.
That or it cuts to them rolling up the door like, what the fuck? Yeah. Someone's there like.
Yeah. They're all, oh, shit. And then it's like 2 weeks later, it's Conway fucking crutching into Ridezilla. And they're all, oh, shit, what happened? He's like, oh, dude, it was like the gnarliest crash. I was on the fucking uphill at Mammoth and like all this shit. But it just showed him whisking into the roll-up door.
Yeah. And like, man, I'm sorry for you. That all oh, the a knee again?
Yeah, this year's been pretty tough.
just every year.
That is hilarious. Super fun. But yeah. Let me tell you about this. Or just I kind of did about that guy on my mountain bike ride. But I'm riding up and he's behind. I just hit the trail and he's behind me. Ansel's running all over. So I like let him pass. And he's like, I thought I saw a short hair. They're a blur. I'm like, yeah. Is it cool if he still just runs around while you ride up? You know. And he's like, oh yeah, I used to have one. Love him. Let him go.
This the contractor guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He pedals up. I'm like, damn, he caught me quick because I saw him coming down as I'm riding on the pavement up to the trail, and then I hit the trail and like a couple hundred feet. I'm like, damn, okay, he's gonna go. I let him go, and then he stays like 7 bike lengths in front of me, which is enough to like not see you around a couple slow corners. But I was like, dude, go. And he's just, I'm looking at him. Sometimes he's just watching my dog, and then he stops. He was just running in front of me. I'm like, man, I miss him. And I'm like, like, fuck, dude, go. I don't want to. I'm out here to not talk to anyone and kind of just focus and ride, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's just chatting my ear off. Sucked. So then I had to ride with him behind me. He's like, go ahead. I'll just be right behind you. It doesn't bother me. I ride with my wife and stuff all the time. I'm like, fuck, now he's dissing me? Like,
yeah.
Fuck this guy, dude, you know?
Just a couple of fucking local Carson business owners on a random Thursday.
That's right. He's doing all the framing at Clear Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Clear Creek by Costco up there. I'm like, holy shit, those are massive houses. It's getting fat. And his house is really nice, fresh, cut in. Like, the hill used to be there, and it's just fully cut in now with a little shop, like a garage shop. But he doesn't know his fashion.
No?
What was it? Fast House? It was like Fast Goose. That's what it said. And it looked the same font as Fast House. And yeah, like just the same like
a knockoff thing or something.
Yeah, it looked just like a Fast House glove. Mm-hmm. Like kind of racy, clean, white and black, you know? And then he had something like Rocky Frog. Like I'm like, what jersey is that, dude? It had like it said Rocky Frog, I think, or something frog. I'm like, where the fuck do you get that? He's like, I don't know, it's on Amazon, just looking for jerseys. I got a bunch of different ones. This company's cool. I'm like,
hell no, it's not.
And he had like a $10,000 Ibis bike. Yeah, mm-hmm. I was like, no, it's not. I was trying to tell him, like, I was like, dude, you got to get, then I was like, yeah, get stuff that's like, this is a mountain bike, dirt bike company. Like, that's not, trust me, I would let you know. And this is why I'm telling you. I was like, if this is like you dealing with like a newbie contractor, you know, you would help him and tell him like, oh, don't use those nails or whatever it would be. He's like, all right. I'm like, yeah, you don't want to do that. If you want whatever this is, that's Fast House. Look up Fast House. But buy Bad Touch because they're right here. And then I was like, you can just go to fucking Ridezilla. I actually said that. I'm like, get some Fox or some Troy Lee or 100% Lee at. You'll see it all. There's mountain bike shit in there.
Yeah, there's no fucking Rocky Frog.
Rocky Frog. That's what it was. It was like Sticky Frog or something weird.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, man, I don't know. I just got all XT, and I paid these guys $100 to put it on. I was like,
XT?
Like, pretty much just like the brakes and shifter. Those are the components level, high end, you know. Yeah. They don't fucking mess up ever. But he was like, I'd rather just pay someone to do it. I was like, damn, being a mechanic, I would just be able to change that no problem. Or definitely not pay $100 for that. It'd take you like 30 minutes for the whole bike. Especially nowadays, some of those are quick release, you know. And he's like, oh, I'll just pay someone. This guy's like a... He's just worked too hard. He's almost like how you're going to be. You think it's cool, but it's been 30 years since you've done it. Because you worked your ass off, but now you have so much money, you could buy whatever, and you're buying fucking Fast Goose gloves.
Yeah. I'll be like, oh, these are hot.
These are sick. Back in my... I used to race. Yeah. Fucking,
like, do you guys have a Liat brace?
He was a goon. I stopped, and when I actually said, these are dirt bike gloves, he goes, oh, do you own a dirt bike? I'm like, oh, you're a goon, dude. Fucking just that question.
Did you lie to him and say, yeah?
I said, no, I have a little 110, but I grew up racing and sold my dirt bike for a camera and haven't bought one since.
Yeah.
You know, but you don't, I just, if you know moto, you don't ask, do you own a dirt bike?
Yeah.
That's like a 5-year-old kid.
Right. Hey, do you ever go dirt biking up here?
What color is your dirt bike?
Yeah. Oh, nice, man. What size?
My dad has a blue one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, how big is it?
It's like this guy, I'm like, he must have just got out of his hobbies and worked till he's still working, but now he's back making good money and back in his hobbies and goes to Amazon because he's ordered his whole life off that.
That does sound just like me, actually, now that.
Luckily, you stay in touch with it, but I'm like,
just buy like the sickest bike you can get, but then go absolutely dog shit cheap on like the gear. I mean, like, oh, that looks cool, and it fucking sucks.
Yeah,
but sick bike.
Yeah,
it's like a Stark, and then you have like a fucking like a One Industries monster helmet from like 2009. You know.
That is, and I've seen people at tracks where you're like, damn, that guy's got money, but he's been out of it for a while.
Yeah. $10,000 bike with a fucking $89 helmet.
Yeah, exactly. And 2007 gear.
Yeah.
You got to get new gear.
My shit's good.
Actually,
it's only like 4 years old.
I can maybe get you new gear. Remember that guy, Ryan, who designed some gloves?
Mm-hmm.
He's starting a gear company, and he hit me up to do some cool, like, fashion-y style photo shoots, but of gear. Like the guy just standing there in the desert or something, and he can't afford to pay me, but he wants me to do it. So I was like, just fucking make me some gear. And I honestly was just going to have him make you gear because I'm like, I'm going to have sick gear, but no dirt bike or boots and shit, you know? Like,
yeah.
So I was like, I'll just get gear I could just get you fresh gear there.
Or if I win the Ridezilla giveaway, I might get some gear.
I was thinking about that. Like, how much are tires?
I don't know.
How much is gear, you think?
I don't know.
I'd guess it's probably like $250 for a set, huh? Or maybe it's like $250 for just pants.
I'm not sure. I haven't looked in so long.
Let's look right now. What's a go to like O'Neill? That's like a cheaper brand.
That's what I have. It's not cheap. Sick, dude. It's the sickest brand.
Yeah, this year's been pretty tough.
O'Neill
kit.
$55 for a jersey, $190 for pants.
Okay.
I think that's the good shit, because then they got $45 for jersey and $120 for other pants.
Perfect. Yeah, you could get yourself some gear. Let me see. Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Colt Nichols runs that, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but that's a cheap-ass fucking brand.
That is cheap as fucking Just One or whatever.
Those helmets are ugly as fuck.
Savachi's now on Renan.
Is he? Why? Triumph. He's not racing.
He's on Triumph.
He's on Triumph, and they don't have a 450.
So he's racing 250 outdoor on a 250.
Oh, he is going to race?
Yeah.
Why didn't he race Supercross?
He pointed out.
Oh.
He already, yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. He's all up in arms about it, crying.
Last time he was in the 250, he's fucking put his face in the dirt in the second to last turn.
One of the greatest races ever.
It was.
That was great. Yeah. And I was there live. That was amazing. That was an amazing event live. The whole place was for Zach Osborne.
Yeah. As they should be.
They loved it. It was sick.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I want to go to a Supercross next year. Or maybe Utah this year or something. No, what we should try to go to is a super duper cross in Vegas.
At the raceway or speedway or whatever it is?
That would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
The super motocross finale.
Yeah, that would be cool. When is it?
It's like September 11th or something. Some day. September 17th or something.
September 11th? It's like on a fucking Monday. Like we have to hold it on 9/11.
No, it's I don't know when it's September something, I'm pretty sure.
Never forget.
Super motocross, the SMX finals in Las Vegas. Hopefully we can get some go to bed members on there.
Round 31, the strip at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Boom.
Why doesn't it say when it is? Pre-sale begins April. Oh, September 21st.
September 21st. Yeah, we should go. Be so fun. Put some miles on the van.
Could be the difference.
Could be the difference.
Supposed to be here tomorrow.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah.
Well, we'll see. Because it was supposed to be here tomorrow.
Did someone drive it or is it on a trailer?
Nah, better be on a fucking trailer. They're like, yeah, we'll ship it, and it's just some fucking guy that shows up driving it.
He's like, can you get me an Uber back to the airport?
Yeah, it's got like 3,000 more miles on it. You're like, what the fuck?
Hella brake dust and shit. Fucking dents from rocks and shit.
He said, I got a text, what was this, today at noon. It was like, planning to deliver Ford Transit 10 a.m. Friday morning. I might have problem with road closures, so I will let you know as soon as possible if I can't make it. I was like, all right, thank you.
He's dropping it to your house?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nothing back. So at 5:15, I text him tonight. I said, hi, Dave. Are you looking good for 10 a.m. tomorrow? He responds right away. He says, no, 80 is closed at Laramie, Wyoming, and I'm stuck here. It's like, well, why don't you fucking tell me that then? If he's stuck there, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, got it. Keep me posted. Thanks. So we'll see. Maybe it comes tomorrow, or maybe he's just going to fucking drive my van all over fucking Laramie, Wyoming.
He's like, I got it to Boise.
That's it's as good as Boise, we can do. So I left the key underneath the fucking
in the gas tank.
Yeah, in the gas cap. Sends me a picture of it.
It's at the Chick-fil-A, yeah.
There's a Dutch Bros right across the street. You can't miss it. It's the big white van.
The one you ordered. That is hilarious. Yeah, that'll be cool. That'll be really cool. Get every Patreon's name painted on the side.
For $3 a month, you get your name on the side of the
That'd
van.
Be funny on the Patreon. Just like for $100 a month, you could have your name hand painted on the side of the van by Mike Lucido.
I should get some pinstriping on it, dude.
Dude, have it all look like a freaking Hot Dogs Nights chopper.
All candy flake paint and shit.
That would be actually so sick.
Gold Hunter spoke Dayton's.
Dude, and it just said bad touch in Old English, like cursive, and four locos only. Four loco riders only. For crazy riders.
Locos only.
You gotta be crazy to rock these gloves.
Dude, I'm missing round one.
Yeah, I'm glad you are, because I can't go either. But I wanna sell, get my sales tactics up.
Easy,
and it's just always fun seeing everyone out there watching the races.
I was trying to race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
I was ready.
Fuck, I didn't know that. Hey, $250 might get a race entry too.
Just kidding, I don't know.
What a dude, it's been so fucking long. It's been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. When was Mammoth?
June? No.
No, it was
September.
Oh yeah. Wait, there it is. Fuck, it's been 7 months probably since I've ridden.
Damn.
It was before Mammoth. And that Mammoth was last week of August, first week of September.
You didn't even ride Mammoth?
You were there with me.
I know. If you want to watch a movie about our experience, it's on my YouTube. That's a good movie. You ever watch it?
Yeah, I watch it. I watch it when it dropped.
You should watch it in like 10 years. You'd be like, that was so fun, even though Conway was fucking, and then we sat out in the rain waiting for breakfast.
Yeah.
Fuck, that sucked.
Yeah, the weather was not ideal this year.
Mm-mm.
But it's back scheduled for June and no snow.
This year's going to be nice. It'll be fun.
It's going to be
crazy. I got to plan it now.
Last week, it's weeks of June.
Are you going the whole week?
I don't know. I don't know what to plan.
Hopefully some of our Patreon listeners are there. Is it time to hit the Patreon?
We can.
I think we should.
Fuck, I haven't even thought about an outro song.
Let's play like a weed song. Play like a weed song, but play Weed Song by Wiz Khalifa.
You asked for that the other week.
No, it's a different song. You don't want
to. You asked for Weed Song and I play Black and Yellow.
Play Weed Song though.
You can't even find this.
Why? It's like just the vibe I bring to the show. Like, I don't smoke weed on the show. But if I could, I would, brother. But if I could, I would. I don't know if this is it. I think it's anything you want.
Industry standard.
We got the purple lights in this bitch, man. Spark it up.
Taylor Gang.
Patreon.
Don't stop here, nigga.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang, that's a long intro for a millionaire.
Back when I was young, I had dreams of getting richer. Then my homie Breeze set me down.
Damn, this is a tough song to add to, but that's the type of thing we hit with you mid-March. And we appreciate you listening so much. Damn, this flows hard to talk over, huh? I was singing the song that went, here go Weed Song.
Just didn't come out. This weed. One's called Medicated, so I figured it'd be close enough. But it's way too long to get to the part where it says Medicated. I think we're coming up on it. But
yeah, after he spits these bars.
Here it comes.
Remember when we all needed or nothing. Hey, save up a couple bucks and go to patreon.com. Literally a couple bucks, and then you can get past the paywall, which we're about to hit with you. The paywall. And just our gang is back there, and you can be part of it. We're open to anyone. You know, anyone can be part of the Go to Bed gang, the Sleepy Squad, the GTB Plus community. We don't get offended, but we do have our own rules. So join the cult, have some fun, and we'll see you on the next episode. If you don't want to spend $2 fucking.
It's only $2 fucking for the Patreon. Save up a couple bucks this month and give it to us, baby. Thank you. See you.